Just because you don't think that you're a sociopath now doesn't mean that you can't turn into a sociopath later.
Good, we have time.
I know. I've been wondering.
What exactly is a sociopath?
Jason, the definition of a sociopath is a person with a personality disorder manifesting itself in extreme antisocial attitudes and behavior and a lack of conscience.
Oh. Antisocial behavior, meaning they just stay away from other people or things that are against typical social norms?
I know, it's like away from people, but okay. Then also I think that some of the behavior they exhibit makes people not want to hang out with them.
What's going on there?
Maybe not antisocial by choice, but other people are deciding for them.
Because sometimes they can even say, which is confusing, that they can be very charming, but superficial charm. Yeah. So they can manipulate.
Yes. So if you're not exhibiting any of these traits right now, this new study is saying that sociopaths develop rare traits later in life that then put them in the category of being a sociopath.
That's great to know. Sometimes you don't want to give up on your dreams. You did hear, you always hear lots of times with personality disorders, they're developed at a young age.
Right.
So it's good to know that it can really destroy you later in life. It's a coming.
You know that that saying, the best is yet to come? Truly.
That's right.
Truly.
Yeah.
So, for example, if you are somebody who has a very hard time ever apologizing, like the words, I'm sorry, do not come out of your mouth ever or hardly ever, you could be a sociopath later in life.
Did you want to say something about your wife, Carol?
Oh, no.
Saying
I'm sorry is a tough one for
her. Tough one for her.
I mean, I, to be fair, I don't say it that often either.
And Katie Price says it the least on the show.
Yeah, I don't say it very often. I really mean it when I say it.
But
yeah,
you just never feel sorry.
I do say sorry. I have said sorry.
But it's rare.
I have apologized, but I do not overuse it.
Rare.
Because here's the thing. It starts to become...
But I mean, it's... I've been surprised how rare you do it.
Yeah, but because I truly don't feel it.
Did you ever say sorry to Ben?
I do. I do apologize to Ben because I
think
that. Well, we have. Yeah, probably.
I'm kidding.
But we do. You know, there have been arguments, or I have reacted in ways where I'm like, ugh. That behavior wasn't great,
Your husband, you apologize to your husband, just not your coworkers.
Yeah, I don't, because I think we all treat each other pretty much the same way. I mean, there's not a lot of reasons.
Does Ben apologize to you?
Sometimes.
Okay.
Sometimes.
And just because you have one of these doesn't mean you're a sociopath.
No, it does not.
Well, I know one of them is checked off. It says they can be charming, so then I've never been charming. I don't
care. Never been charming. Yeah,
you can be charming.
I can?
Yeah.
I'll take it.
You can be.
I'll take being a sociopath if it means that I can be charming.
In what situation?
Thank you, Jared.
Katie,
don't deny
it. I'm wondering.
I've seen Jason in certain situations where... Maybe he's meeting somebody for the first time, and they're meeting him. And he's more charming.
Okay.
And joking around. He's joking with them and stuff and puts them at ease.
Okay.
And I think people could walk away and be like, there's no way he's manipulating me for something down the road. There's no way this could be happening.
You're right. I think because we know him, we're like, he is.
Right. Yeah.
We see what he's doing. They don't.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. No, I've seen it.
The tactic that, you know, if you're not a sociopath yet, the good news here is that you can be eventually down the road.
This is great news.
If you have a hard time saying I'm sorry, because apparently sociopaths, they might say the words I'm sorry, but it is only to manipulate you into getting on their side or doing what it is they want you to do in the first place. You know, and I think that a lot of people use it and don't mean it. And that to me is so disingenuous. It's like, why? Then why? Why are you?
So you're saying, there's two things here. One is if you have trouble, you said it's trouble saying sorry. But if somebody's just not saying sorry, I think that's different than somebody that says sorry but doesn't mean it and is trying to manipulate you.
No,
because you're saying that the sociopath does say sorry, they just don't mean it.
They just don't mean it.
Or when they do say it to manipulate.
Like they don't feel remorse.
I see.
They can say
the
words.
That's the part we're talking about. The remorse is the part.
They can say the words, but whether they feel it, a sociopath typically does not.
Got it.
I do apologize a lot, but I do mean it because I don't want there to be, I hate when it feels weird. Or then I also have lots of opportunities to be sorry.
Well, yeah. I mean, but there's also a difference between saying I'm sorry just to clear the air because it feels weird. I mean, sometimes.
Well, because you know, you're like, oh, I did offend. Like, I know my intention wasn't to, but I'm thinking, well, if they feel that way, also, I'm going to say I'm sorry because I don't want them to feel that way. Like, I have something against them because I don't.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely can see that.
Now, in marriage, there's been times where I said I'm sorry and I didn't mean it because I just wanted to
just get
stop,
it over with.
Stop fighting. No. You know, I'm like, yeah, you're right. I'm sorry.
Well, another trait that sociopaths develop later in life, hyper focus. So if you are really intent, like focusing intently on what interests you, then your relationship can start to falter because then your focus is no longer on what works for your partner and what makes you work together. It's only focusing on what you want and what you want to pursue.
What you're interested in. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Why are you looking at Jason?
I wasn't because his eyes are kind of squinty. Like he's thinking. Does it apply to you?
Not to me, no.
You get hyper-focused on things, though.
I get hyper-focused.
Anyone I've ever seen. And then it could be something like my wife my first wife worked at Market America forever.
Uh-huh.
I know all the ins and outs. And then he has an association now. And he's telling me stuff I've already told him. But when I told him, he didn't care at the time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is it kind of like the time I told him about wine? Yeah. And then he didn't. Right.
That's a different perspective, though, on the Market America.
It happens.
Yeah. Or Disney for Matt. Matt is like the Disney aficionado.
Sure.
And then like Matt or Jason's like, hey, have you guys ever heard of this place called Disney?
Yeah. Jason went.
You ever heard of this man called Jesus? We're like, yes, Jason. You ever think called baptism? Like, yes, Jason, we've heard of that.
We're familiar.
It's okay.
The gospel.
Yeah, you know.
If you're focused on good things, that's
but
a good thing.
But you're into it, sure.